We are recording, okay.
There is one more piece of business that the chair has acknowledged.
Yes.
And our executive director has the floor.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, while we have the chance to speak on the record, to ask you about, you know, given the situation with the coronavirus, that I can provide input to our board chair, since this is on the record, as to your thoughts regarding what the authority does in the near term, in terms of meetings, or, you know, whether it's the committee meetings or board meetings. We have an executive committee meeting scheduled for the 23rd, which is the day I get back from vacation. Hopefully I don't bring anything back from South, or not South Beach, St. Pete Beach. But then we have the strategic planning meeting on the 2nd of April, which is from 9 to 1:30. Any thoughts about, you know, what decision to make, when to make the decision? I know you all are probably faced with that. I know you guys and your organizations are dealing with this. I know the county has a couple of things to consider. But
tell me about what the county is doing.
Well, first and foremost, we're taking the lead from Department of Health, our local health department, CDC, activated the Emergency Operations Center. You all have probably seen all of that. Both universities, all universities have now taken steps. So fielding a lot of questions, and I think particularly after the last few days, I mean, this is moving rapidly, particularly last night with the impacts. This morning I've had conversations with some folks about larger events planned for the next 2 months. This is our festival season. So in that context, kind of what we're relying on the state and CDC for anything official. But each organization is having to make their own choices. So I want that caveat to be clear. I believe, and I don't think I'm going to jump ahead of any decisions they make by putting this on the record, but we will likely see DOMI move to stop, just as an example.
They did this morning.
They did this morning. They did it. Okay, I had this conversation yesterday, yes. So I hadn't seen the announcement. So they're going to stop hosting larger events and just go to member access. So that's kind of a first step where they're not shutting down DOMI, but they're not going to have the events. If this were to really escalate in North Florida by the time the tech grant competition, that would be the one, or lunch and learn, you know, whatever that might be. Those, I would say, would be the first thing we need to reflect on as large groups for meetings. My gut feeling is that the 23rd, if we see community spread in Leon County or in North Florida, that's what could really change the dynamics of our smaller group meetings. Until that point, I think it's individual organizations. I mean, we can sit a few feet away from each other, we can take precautions, hand sanitizers or things like that. And so it seems like the smaller group meetings are likely gonna move forward unless things escalate. Did I just muddy the waters there? I mean, this is like my
run. There are no clear waters in this
thing. That's my run.
Yeah.
So I think we take it day by day. I think, you know, it could escalate by the 23rd, but for now, I would say the board meetings, strategic planning meetings, we can probably manage.
Strategic planning meetings scheduled for this room?
Yep.
You know, the only caveat, the strategic planning could be moved, but if executive made an emergency provision to go to allow conference calls for meetings, should the situation escalate?
Can we do that?
I don't know. I mean, it's in a bylaws, and it's the state
sunshine
rules. It's sunshine rules for that.
Yeah, that gets in the way, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right, it does. So,
what's the... Can the governor suspend sunshine?
That was just my last thought of whether or not exactly.
The last time we had that discussion was 20 years ago. I don't know.
Yeah. I think you got to make the call as we approach it. I mean, is that in line with what
FSU, at least in the Office of Research, is doing? The gatherings of 10 or less are not raising any flags. If it's going to be larger than that, then they want it to be identified and discussed, and then they would deal with it. Doesn't mean that that would be forbidden, but the larger the number, the higher the probability that there would be some issues or some cancellations or postponements, things of that nature. But right now the magic number seems to be about 10, and at least as of today, that's their position. It can change tomorrow, but at the present time, I don't see any reason particularly, so long as the number is roughly around 10, you know, I don't think it's a hard
It's question. Funny, it takes one.
Yeah, it's true. So you got one tenth chance, I guess. But so it's a you got to draw a line somewhere. You got to have some realistic approach, and that's where they're at right now.
So we have scheduled for April the 7th. Is it
the second?
The 7th is no. April 7th is the first session of Michael's SBIR SCTR workshop. Yeah. That's funded by OED, that we have a requirement that we have to hold this thing in a certain period of time according to the contract. So
how many in attendance?
We've had to cut off. We've got we've had more
That's
than
awesome.
So we've had 15, I think he's at, and we're supposed to be stopped at 12, but he's considering keeping that number.
On this, I'm sorry, Eric.
Well, I was just gonna say. Right now, I would say there's be no problem with that. But if you got to a point where you need to restrict numbers, can you do two sessions? Can you split it?
Well, we have to do another session in the late summer. So we could potentially move some people to that session. We've already started a waiting list for that session. So, yeah, it's possible we could cut that number down.
Is it an all-day session? How long does it last?
It's a 4-week period.
Yeah, there's a number of sessions. That's the problem. It's not just a one-time deal.
When you say number, so he's going over, he brings them in as a group to go over on a particular day a certain amount of information, then again a second time or third.
No, that's a whole curriculum that he does over a period of
okay, so four, I guess.
It's twice a week for like 4 weeks, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From the standpoint of understanding, if they get split into two sections, in other words, everyone gets their opportunity right now. It's just that instead of groups of 15, you're 7 or 8.
So he's doing, yeah, I understand what you're saying. That you do the same thing twice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think the way I would come down on this thing is business as usual until at such point, if that is the case, that there is a individual infected in this community or this county. Right now we have no one in the Mill County area with this infection. That'd be my position. Continue as we go. If somebody suddenly has said, oh, it's here in the county now, then I think I'd rethink everything. And
I was just going to say the only problem is that we don't know. And that's the biggest.
And they could be walking out there for 2 weeks.
That's the biggest thing that people are really, really apprehensive about. And then I think also the participants for anything is basically that's their decision. If they want to be, you know, put themselves in that position. So we have at the university, we're basically, you know, doing whatever the Board of Governors is requiring us to do. But the internal departments, we have basically suspended all of our workshops, anything that is requiring people to from outside to come back. I mean, the students are, I think, the 23rd. They're mm-hmm. not expecting students back on campus, you know, for the 23rd. But I think it's just, I don't know. I just think that until we get a better handle on being able to test and find out, people could be, you know, walking around with the coronavirus, but we don't know.
I think the testing is the biggest issue right now. I mean, we're starting to see some reports that have been anticipated. The death rate, this, you know, that shot up to 3%+, it is going to start coming back down as more testing happens, because it's always about that ratio. So, but it is challenging because people may have it and certainly after spring break, I mentioned this at Tuesday's commission meeting, but I started hearing parents over the weekends talking about a quarantining the grandparents against the family, you know, away from the family for 2 weeks after travel, just in case. And grandparents are going to hate this, but yeah, I mean, it's the population that would be extra vulnerable. I had forgotten about the SBIR, STTR, see, I can say it, sings on now, event. So this, I'm glad you mentioned that, and I had already planned to reference this at the OEV blueprint meeting today, generally, and bring it up with the county administrator, which is we have a whole host of organizations that are required to meet certain benchmarks, particularly those that are hosting large signature events funded through the TDC, Visit Tallahassee, right now. So if Word South is canceled, that's not a program ballet that's all throughout the year. They have one day, one weekend to meet their benchmarks. So I think we need to start taking steps to ensure that our grant recipients are not penalized if you have to cancel events to meet those benchmarks. For Word of South, Chain of Hearts, Shakespeare, it might be hard. They might be able to reschedule, may not. But I think this, for our program, I'm going to be hopeful that we can just delay it several months if it gets to that point. And I think the distinction that I keep hearing is community spread versus one case that is tracked through travel or something like that. So if we get to a community spread point, you may have to cancel those, and I will make sure to bring it up today, and not just related to you, but it's all any organizations that have a grant with OEB should have that provision. So
Good, thank you.
Well, the next internal meetings, I'm saying board related, is the executive committee meeting scheduled for March the 23rd and the board meeting scheduled for April the 2nd. Would it be appropriate to say to our chair that unless there are significant items that require immediate attention, we pass on those?
There is one.
There is one?
Yep.
That's the audit?
That's the EDA grant.
The grant, okay. Yep. That requires the executive committee or the board or both?
Well, I was going to present it to the executive committee and let the executive committee decide how they wanted to proceed. I mean, the executive committee could act as an emergency action. One of the options being presented is to call a special meeting of the board to address this issue. Basically, and we can go on the record and talk about this. We're going to have to eventually anyway, or stay on the record and talk about it. But FSU has a challenge confirming their pledge, if I'm putting that correctly. The EDA, one of the items in the EDA further consideration letter was to get FSU to basically give a clean letter without conditions. It said they were committed to the $2.5 million. But because of change in rules related to authorizing expenditures of $2 million or greater, they had to go back. They got the Research Foundation to approve it. That was no problem, but they need the Board of Trustees for FSU to approve it. And they, so we had to get that before them. EDA is continuing to pressure us to get that to them. They have a meeting scheduled, or a conference call scheduled for the week of the 23rd that may or may not happen.
Actually, it's not technically scheduled yet.
Okay.
Part of the issue.
They thought it was going to happen the week of the 23rd.
It still could.
Which is what we told the EDA, that we thought it was going to happen the week of the 23rd.
Can they take action during the conference call?
Apparently they can, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They can, okay. Yes.
Different rules for universities. Yeah.
I don't know, but...
I think there are. I think there's some, because of, you know, it's not a local... actually, I think the state has different rules as well.
Yeah, plus they stream them all, too.
Yeah, but it's. I think it has to do with the nature of local government participation versus statewide stuff that they are allowed to do more of that to cut down travel. But anyway,
it's gone from the university to what's the next group above them? The trustees?
Board of trustees.
The university's trustees.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's going to them with a recommendation.
Exactly.
And then does it have to then go beyond the university to the next level?
No.
Okay. And?
And it's and everything they're telling us is it's, as he said, 1,000% chance it's going to get approved. Okay. So one option that FSU and Eric have come up with is if we need to move faster, if the EDA says, hey, we got to have this, that LCRDA increase its commitment by $600,000, they go to 1.9, Gary can sign that letter, whatever.
We go to 1.999.
Well, apparently, whatever. But I think Gary likes round numbers, so he said 1.9. But...
And readjust later.
And then adjust later, okay? So the problem is when I presented that option to the EDA, to Greg Vidae, he ran it up the chain, and they said, no, we prefer a clean letter, okay?
That makes sense. Any tweaks at this point are going to be lost in translation, right?
Yeah, I think so. But the thing is, when I presented it to him, that was under the expectation that the week of the 23rd, there'd be a meeting. And so it was a matter of a couple of weeks. So they have a meeting, sorry, I'm stammering here, but they have a meeting scheduled for April 17th that may or may not happen, the Board of Trustees. So theoretically, you're talking another month. And so we don't know if the EDA is going to like it any better if there's another month to wait. We don't know how they're reacting at the EDA to the things that are going on with the coronavirus, just like you're saying with mm-hmm. with the OEV grant. Are they going to say, hey, you know, it's hard for us to do anything right now because people can't get the right groups together to do what they need to do? Or will they be more understanding? And that was part of the reason why I wanted to wait until the week of the 23rd to do this, because he had actually suggested that we do a special meeting this week to get the board approval. But I didn't want to go back to Greg and ask again, and Greg's on vacation, so I didn't want to go back and ask again because that would be saying to them that we're not having a meeting, or, you know, that, I don't know, I just didn't want to create any more doubt or confusion in their mind as to what we're doing and give the virus a chance to do whatever it was going to do. Because I think it would be an easier case to make if everyone is canceling meetings and just like, as you're saying, we get it, that this is serious and that people are having a hard time functioning. It's going to be hard for us to be responsive. Can you wait another month? That's...
Yeah, I think that it would be handy to have it in your back pocket that this is an alternative should, in the age of coronavirus here, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow versus next week or 2 weeks from now. And also... If you want us to believe what the feds say, that they're looking to cut red tape or looking to make things life easier, all the rest, because of these facts. So bureaucracy, hopefully, will take a back seat to reality and common sense. Again, that would be...
you said federal government, reality, and common sense. I'm sorry.
We're the government. We're here to help.
This may be one of those areas that, I mean... We have not leaned in on any kind of lobbying or political support, and the EDA doesn't. They like these things to move through their process. But if it is an issue where, you know, Monday or Tuesday, it looks like Board of Governors isn't going to meet, they're swamped with coronavirus response and other things like that, it may be that our congressional delegation could lean in a little bit or something like that. I mean, there may be other ways to just kind of nudge the EDA if we're not getting a direct answer, because on their side, they've got a zillion moving parts, and it's probably hard to see what, I could imagine it's hard to see what is allowed to be, the schedule is allowed to be shifted, and other things they may have to follow a schedule. I don't know that. So,
but I think the issue is we can easily create two scenarios under which they can check the box that everything is good. They have a preferred scenario.
Yeah.
We have the same preferred scenario. But if that doesn't work, we can come up with an alternative that gets them what they need or should. Just a question of whether they would recognize that.
Did you say this earlier? Can the executive committee make the?
I believe
change?
They can. Yeah. I think you could call that an emergency.
I think so too.
action, and then I'd just be required to notify the board within 72 hours of the action. And then that, which I would obviously do immediately, and then if any of the board members had an issue with it, then they could, the three of them could call for a special meeting.
Can you tee this up a bit by just simply polling the board, letting them know this is what they're going to see, and not asking necessarily for any comment, but just tee it up, let them know this is what the issue is. I suppose if you have any significant issues, get back to me. Obviously, as coming from the executive director to the board members, interactions individually, just so that it's teed up.
As long as I don't share any information, I would not be able to share that information with the board chair, for example.
Would it need to be teed up?
I don't know.
It seems like scheduling and the alternatives are more a question on EDA and other things. It feels to me like if the board came in the room and heard these options, we would generally be receptive to it.
Is this all a procedural issue? From a functional issue, this is pretty much a no-brainer. I don't think that anyone.
What is the reaction you have to that option of?
We can't lose the whole ball game because of a timing issue on Board of Governors rule change or 600,000, 300,000, whatever.
600.
1.6. Yeah. Okay.
What's probability of the meeting having taken place on the week the 23rd?
Yeah.
At this point, I would still maintain high, but it's a little bit.
Yeah, thanks for the info.
It's a little bit surprising. It hasn't been scheduled. That's because they've got notification periods.
Yeah.
Posting periods.
Thank you,
gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And we're getting close to that time point.
Would Gary be in a position to suggest that they proceed with this promptly?
They, meaning the board of trustees?
Whoever sets the board, whoever calls them to chair of the meeting?
I can go back and check, but the last two or three days, 90% of the bandwidth has been figuring out what to do with this relative to spring break and classes are not when they come back.
Yeah.
And once a decision was made to create and assure the logistics, disseminate information, all the rest. So, I don't know whether this is like just becoming an afterthought or not. That's a bit of the concern, to have a belt and suspenders approach to addressing this if EDA does not have flexibility that we'd hope they'd see.
Well, things jump up and snap at you when you don't expect them, don't they? Well, my only thought would be the next meeting of the organization would be the executive committee meeting on the 23rd.
Yeah, and I have that on the draft agenda with the options. The other thing we were looking at doing is just to expedite if the decision was made to have a special meeting, because all appreciation for the likelihood that this is going to be approved. It still puts the board on the hook, okay? It is a commitment. Now, worst case, I guess, is if the board says, no, we can't do that amount, then they withdraw from the grant, right? That's worst case.
Thank you, Keith. Oh, I'm sorry.
So they don't, if the board said, yeah, we're on the hook for that, and the board of trustees says, no, we're not going to approve it, again, worst case, then our board says we can't do 2.4, then they have to withdraw from the grant. I don't know that we have any legal liability to accept the grant if it's awarded and we change our mind.
Well, that's a good point. Typically, you can keep kicking the can down the road until they get to the point where they're going to issue basically a check. And at that point in time, you're back against the corner.
Yes.
And you could decline it at that point in time. So,
we have to expend the funds first, so it's on a reimbursement basis. So they're not going
to... But they're going to have to provide notification that once your funds are expended, they're going to start painting.
And I'm assuming there's some agreement that's written.
I'm sure.
That formalizes and so, these terms.
But at that point, then you're on the hook. But I think that the FSU Research Foundation has plenty of money to pay this. The president's behind this. There's a legitimate and certain need for this facility. We're just caught because UCF was caught doing some improper things, misbehaving with colors of money, and that's the whole thing. There's no basis for the Board of Trustees to say this is an inappropriate expenditure, because all they should be looking at is making sure the source of funds is appropriate.
Okay.
It would seem as though they're going to have this as a conference call. They'd be less concerned about the virus, too. Getting everybody in a room and traveling.
Yeah, that's true. But it's really about whether they've got the bandwidth to deal with this now. Oh, we only got two things on the agenda. We can kick that can down the road for a while.
Well, I don't know who makes that call, whether it's the president or the chairman or who. But
I don't. The information I have now is merely that it has not yet been scheduled. That does not mean, and it could easily be, the reason it hasn't gotten scheduled yet is because they were dealing with the coronavirus issues. Now that the decision has been made on that, they got bandwidth to deal with it. That could well be.
Well, so it is hopeful that somebody could make sure they understand our time issue.
Well, I will go back when I check. I will see if there's been any progress to schedule it, and also to make sure that people know that there is some need and urgency to have one. And if there's a reason to get back, I'll tell Ron what the outcome of that is.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And then you pass it on.
And then we'll have the 23rd meeting to decide our next steps. And yeah, because we'll know. I mean, we'll know before the 23rd whether or not that meeting's going to happen the week of the 23rd, because you have to notice it. So.
Do you have agenda items on the 23rd meeting that the executive committee needs to really meet for?
Aside from this?
Yeah, aside from this.
I mean, the audit, approval of the audit, most of it.
It doesn't have to go to the executive committee.
Right, you mean that could go to the
could
board?
Could go straight to the board if we didn't have an executive
committee. Yeah, basically everything on there could go to the board.
Well, I was thinking.
We have the executive committee, so it doesn't have to go to the board.
Well, that's up to the chair,
yeah.
But if it's a meeting that we don't have to have.
I think we have to have it because of the EDA grant.
Yeah, all right.
We have
depending to. Depending on what they come back with.
But even if, unless, yeah, if he comes back and says, yes, we're going to have the meeting, then no, I don't think I'd have to go back and check, but I don't think there's anything on there hypercritical that couldn't wait for the board meeting.
Okay.
But then the other, there's still a question on whether or not we want to have the full strategic planning meeting or not. I'm still working with Kim on that, but we're trying to find a facilitator and having some challenges with that as well. But because I didn't realize we were going to do it that way until it was a little later than I had time to plan. So I don't know how you all feel, but if we had to defer the strategic planning meeting to June or something, if that would be a big deal, but. I'm concerned we just had one in, was it November? August, something. Or not November, but August.
Worse things could happen than postponing that.
That's right.
I didn't think I'd get a lot of pushback on that, but we'll just have to see what Kim wants to do, but I think that's the big thing. So.
Keith, Eric, thanks for your contribution to this discussion. I appreciate
you. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
you
all doing this.
Sense of
I think we're adjourned now.